For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. At the onset of the pandemic, public health departments across the Ohio Valley region were already stretched thin. Budget cuts left staff members doing more with less. As Corinne Boyer reports, 18 months into the pandemic, public health departments are struggling to provide core services while also managing community outbreaks of COVID-19.
The Kentucky River District Health Department in eastern Kentucky once had more than 300 employees. It serves 7 counties. Public Health Director Scott Lockard says the department has earned the trust of the community, providing services that people hesitate to seek elsewhere.
Anonymity and confidentiality is so important. We see some people sometimes on their worst days ever. We see people that have contracted a sexually transmitted infection and want a safe environment where they can get treatment, and we want them to get treated so that's not being spread to others.
Lockard says services are a lifeline for people afraid to seek treatment anywhere else, especially for teenagers who use family planning services.
You know, and I know it can be controversial sometimes, but you may have a young lady as well who is coming to us. She don't want her parents to know about this because she may be being sexually abused by a relative, and this is how she's preventing pregnancy from occurring.
Health departments are also charged with environmental health oversight. The agencies inspect restaurants and sewers, issue food handler permits, and plan for large-scale emergencies. But public health has also faced years of budget cuts. Then the pandemic hit. All the while, public health issues like the opioid epidemic have not subsided. Louisville Public Health Director Sarah Moyer says emergency plans account for weeks of response, not 18 months.
A tornado comes, like you go full force for a couple weeks. The Hep A epidemic was exhausting, but that was a year. So this is just a new form of sustaining that wasn't part of a plan. And so people are burnt out.
In southwestern Kentucky, Graves County Public Health Director Riley Willett says staff does whatever they need to do.
You know, we're in a pandemic, and that's just the way things are right now. So every single person here, our clerks, our nurses, our health educators, everyone here, their job has changed greatly.
Even as the virus has inundated public health departments, staff has worked to keep syringe exchanges and harm reduction services available. Since 2017, the Kentucky River Health District has exchanged more than 1.2 million needles. Jefferson County distributed more than 13,000 doses of naloxone from March 2020 through February 2021. Over the last year and a half, Willett says more people have sought syringe exchange services. The program has also vaccinated people who may not have gotten the shot otherwise. The burnout has left some departments struggling to find new employees. Billy Pitts is the public health director for the Marshall County Health Department.
I'm in search now to try to find a registered nurse, and that's 50% of my working nurses in the clinic. I only have two. So I've lost one, and so now I've got one nurse that's in the clinic trying to handle the workload.
In Ohio, Athens County Health Department Administrator Jack Pepper says usually people were happy to see employees from the health department, but animosity towards the vaccine and masking has taken a toll on staff.
It's not been the easiest 18 months. You know, we're not malicious people here at the health department. We just are trying to keep our communities as safe as we possibly can.
Meanwhile, in Kentucky, a new public health transformation law has directed all public health departments to focus on specific services like disease investigation and environmental health. Lockard says it has also stabilized pensions and provided equitable funding, so the same services would be available to anyone in the state. But funding wasn't provided for that legislation.
Small rural health departments like us in Kentucky River District, we're not going to be able to meet our pension obligation and deliver the services that is required for our community without that funding of public health transformation.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Corinne Boyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource has support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.